Hello, I'm Gail Swift, and today I'm reading from the Growing Intentional Families Together blog, dated August 23rd, 2023, and titled, Preparing for the Unexpected. If you're an adoptive parent, you have probably experienced many encounters with the unexpected. For most of us, a significant and painful surprise, unexpected surprise, was infertility. We anticipated we would become pregnant fairly easily, but that's not what happened. Instead, our children joined our families via adoption. We attuned to and loved the children whom we adopted and valued the unique notes that they infuse into our family symphony. When families are composed of so many different elements, the unexpected becomes the norm. Adoptive parents need to become pros at handling and preparing for the unexpected. Curveballs arrive from many sources. Sometimes the surprise unfolds through our child's unique interests and talents. A family who can't carry a tune in a bucket finds delight in the talent of their musically gifted child, while an athletic clan is stunned by the artistry of their child who builds with Lego, wood, or recycled materials skillfully and effortlessly. Yet the unexpected is not always fun or comfortable. Sometimes unexpected factors are more challenging, like a child's medical issues that were unforeseen because of incomplete medical histories. Sometimes it is the world that delivers the unexpected. For example, the pandemic that we all faced in 2020. Sometimes it's Mother Nature who drops a fair share of the unexpected and unpleasant on our doorstep in the form of floods, hurricanes, wildfires, tornadoes, etc. As an intentional parent, you know it is imperative to plan ahead to determine your responses. You create a well-stocked, adoption-attuned emergency preparedness kit. This kit will include some atypical elements, which I will list further at the end of this blog. Being proactive about the unexpected telegraphs a message of preparation and safety. It makes visible and demonstrates your ability to meet any unexpected challenges. This reassures your children and helps reduce their anxiety and concerns. An additional bonus is that your preparation will strengthen your ability to meet whatever comes your way. You will avoid the chaos that occurs when danger looms and everyone rushes to make last-minute preparations. This frees your time to reassure your kids that you have done your best to prepare the family to face and survive an impending danger. It also serves as a useful model for the value of intentional preparation. Adopted children experienced the unexpected loss of family, so it is understandable that they will be especially concerned about the safety and permanence of their adopted family. Family fracture is absolutely something they do not want to experience again. This danger and the fear it evokes feels quite real to them. Completing observable preparations offers our children tangible and visible evidence that we are aware and that we have things in hand. It's important that we commit to ensuring that we have prepared properly for the possibility that a disaster might strike. It could be a health crisis, a car accident, or extreme weather that might turn our lives suddenly upside down. A dire event could come out of the blue and cause a permanent disability or even our death. Our home could be destroyed in a natural disaster. So we anticipate the unexpected. To do that, we write our wills, sign advance directives, and create guardian plans. Keep them on file and accessible. Ensure that the person you wish to name as guardian actually agrees to take on this immense responsibility. Don't just assume they'd be willing. Be certain that they are educated, too, on adoption complexity and adoption trauma, and that they know what it would mean to parent with an adoption attunement approach. As your children grow, periodically revisit this decision to verify that the named guardian is still willing and is still a good fit for your children. Keep your emergency preparedness plan with your wills. Clearly label it with the names of the people you have designated to care for your children. Inform the guardians where they will be able to find it if disaster should befall your family. How might your family benefit from talking about disaster preparation? In my own family, my grandson has known since he was 4 who would care for him if anything ever happened to his mom and dad. We felt it was important to talk about this because he'd known several people who had unexpectedly died, and his parents had divorced. He could recite the succession of caregivers. Periodically, he would confirm with me the names of the people who would care for him if anything happened to his parents. Clearly, it provided him with a degree of needed comfort. Like my grandson, all kids live in the world. They hear about unexpected tragedies happening all of the time, like car accidents, house fires, hurricanes, etc. Bringing the topic into the open creates the opportunity to reassure them. Letting them know that you've prepared and planned ahead of time will increase their sense of safety. In summary, do plan for the unexpected. Your emergency plan is something that you hope you never need to use. Yet in the midst of disaster or tragedy, you don't want to find yourself without an emergency plan. So with that in mind, some of the things your emergency preparedness plan should include are doctor's names and contact information, medication your children are taking, your children's schedules, activities, and hobbies. Describe your approach to discipline. If your children attend school, a copy of any IEP or other education plan, a name of a supportive educator in your child's life, the name of their teachers. List the important people in your child's life and their current contact information. This would be friends, coaches, etc. List support people you have used, for example, therapists, support groups, and possibly coaches. List other helpers or mentors who work with your child now or in the past. List the skills and approaches that would help them find adoption-competent professionals. Refer them to the adoption attunement quotient material for help. List websites relevant to any diagnoses or special characteristics your child has or special preferences. List the parameters and responsibilities of your open adoption agreement, if you have one, including contact information for birth family. And include any additional resources you can think of. An earlier version of this blog appeared previously. So we invite you to learn how the coaches at Growing Intentional Families Together can help you and your family navigate your adoption journey. We've all faced our share of family challenges and crises, and our families have not only survived, they have thrived. We offer experience, neutrality, and understanding. Our coaches are available to present workshops online or in person. Visit the Courses tab on our website to learn even more. Contact us at 1-800-653-9445 or at giftfamilieservices.com. Thank you for listening and reading.